Let us move on now to Book 2, or Chronicle 2, in the Chronicles of Narnia. That is called Prince Caspian. This novel begins 1 year later, one Earth year later, when Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, the same four children, are whisked back into Narnia. But guess what they find? Narnia is now many centuries older, almost 1,000 years older, even though only a year has passed on the Earth. Well, in the interim, Narnia has fallen upon bad times. Aslan's sacrifice and the reigns of the four children have been forgotten, or worse, they have been reduced to mere myths. Even worse, the talking animals have all been driven underground by a race of tyrannical men known as the Telmarines. And no longer are there any animals, talking animals. Now the Telmarines rule Narnia despotically with no regard for Aslan. But there's always a seed, always a remnant, as it says in the Bible. For out of this cruel race arises a noble prince named Caspian, whose governess secretly tells him about Aslan, the witch, and the four kings and queens, tells him the true history of Narnia. Well, as soon as Caspian is living with his uncle King, and the king is a usurper named Miraz, and when the usurping uncle learns of this, he dismisses the governess and brings in a new teacher. But guess what? The new teacher is actually a dwarf in disguise. And he teaches more about Narnia, and he tells Caspian, Miraz wants to kill you, you better run and hide. And so Caspian flees for his life from the castle, runs into the woods, and guess what? He meets up with an underground group of talking animals. And once he convinces them that he's a good guy, they work together, and they decide that they need to fight against the Telmarines. And so there's a great engagement or battle between the talking animals led by Caspian and the Telmarines led by Miraz. But there's no Aslan this time, and so the good guys are routed and face sure destruction. It is at that moment when Caspian takes a magic horn. I didn't tell you this, but in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Susan was given a magic horn that when you blow on it, help will always come. And Caspian, having faith in the old stories, takes the horn, blows it, and that's why the four children are pulled into Narnia. Now, there's all sorts of subplots on how the four children get together with Caspian and his forces. We don't have time. You can read the novel. But after a lot of misadventures, the two are brought together. In fact, the children arrive just in time to Caspian's army because at that moment, Caspian's amoral advisor is just about to call the witch back from the dead to help them. See how fast we turn to evil to help us? Even when we're fighting evil, well, the kids arrive just in time, and they, in a sense, re-kill the witch, if you will. A lot more happens, but in the finale, Peter and Miraz have a one-on-one sword fight, just like in the good old Middle Ages, a one-on-one sword fight, and Peter defeats Miraz, and order is restored to Narnia. Then Aslan sends the children home, not through a wardrobe, but through a magic door he makes in the air. It's really eerie. This little magic door just appears just right in the middle of space. And the kids walk through it and go home. That's the plot. Now let's talk about the thematic undertones. Let's begin here. By setting Prince Caspian so far in the future, Narnian years, Lewis not only gives Narnia a history, but he reveals how modern Europe has forgotten and even rejected its medieval Christian past. Because you see, Narnia, the way Lewis describes it, especially in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, is a medieval place with a love for hierarchy and for pageantry and for chivalric codes. And when the Telmarines come along and throw out all those virtues and throw out the religion, if you will, of Narnia, evil comes about. Basically, they create a dystopia, as we saw in other Lewis novels. But there's another level. Because linked to this vital theme of loss of belief, Europe in a post-Christian age, Lewis weaves in a subplot in which Aslan appears to Lucy, but not to the other children. And Aslan tells Lucy, I want you to get the other children, tell them you saw me, and come meet me, and I'll help you. Well, Lucy goes to the children and tells them, and guess what they say? You're crazy. You're just hallucinating. You don't know what you're saying. Just be quiet.